Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
God. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in this place. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, church family. I don't know about you, but I am already. The minute that song came, I tell you, my heart and my soul began to worship. Not that I wasn't worshiping him already, but to come into the presence of the Lord with a body of believers. Oh, we come to praise him this morning. We come to magnify him. We came to exalt him on this final Sunday of January. Aren't you glad that he's in the place where you are? Aren't you glad that he has brought you to this place? Oh, hallelujah. We give him the glory to his name. He is the guest of honor. We welcome him into this place, into every room, every chamber of our hearts. And it is no hardship to praise him this morning. We come to bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you who may not know, this is Elder Manyweather, and what a privilege it is to come before you to serve the Lord with you. Hallelujah. We come to worship him. We come to magnify him, and he is the guest of honor. I could just hear in my spirit that, you know what, it is because of God. He is just that important to us. So whatever you're doing right now, we had asked that you would just take the next 60 minutes or whatever time the Lord has allotted us today. Set it aside if you can. Set it aside because God is just that important. God has brought us to this day. Oh, hallelujah. Welcome, oh God, in this. He is the guest of honor, and we are here by his grace. We praise him, we worship him, and we glorify him. So we ask that you find a comfortable place so that if you can kick your shoes off and you can just get spread out so that if the Spirit wants you to dance, you dance for the Lord today. Like David, dance out of your clothes, whatever the Spirit lays on your heart to do today. This is not a solemn day. It is a day of praise. It is a day of thanksgiving before the Lord. Because this is why we are here. We come to worship him. Hallelujah. If you came for any other purpose, we pray that the Spirit of God would move you now into a place of praise, into a place of worship. And as we make ready now for our call to worship, that was just our song of introduction. Hallelujah. But now we prepare ourselves for our call to worship, reading the Word of God, a very familiar passage of Scripture coming from Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Yes, he is. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We know grandma served him. We know mama served him. Now it's our time to serve him. It is our time to bless him. May God bless the readers and the hearers of his holy word. But may, most importantly, my brothers and sisters, may God bless those that do his word. We come to praise him today. We come to bless him. You may be sick in your body. You may be feeling down, but I guarantee that if you get into the place of praise, you will feel better because you will cast all those cares up on the Lord because he cares for you. We love you today, and we bring you the praise that is in our hearts as we worship the Lord. Today, we're going to have our opening prayer, God Bless You, by our very own Deaconess Thelma Harris. Followed by that, we'll have our devotional reading coming from 3 John chapter 1, verses 2 through 8 by Sister Joyce Phillips, and then we will proceed accordingly. God bless you. Deaconess Harris, we yield the call to you. Thank you, Lord. Sorry, sweetie, after the song. I got all ahead of myself.
This place, you are welcome into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift up our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Listen here. Creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Still you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome him tonight.
Welcome
to this
broken vessel.
We know that you desire
to abide
in the praises
in the
of,
praises
your people.
Of your people.
So we lift,
our hands
and we lift up our hearts. Yes, we do. As we offer up.
Your glory, oh, and the universe declares your majesty, yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people, so we offer up this praise unto your.
To abide
now, just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name. Oh, oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that song, Welcome Into This Place. I don't know about you, my sisters and brothers, but that song just does something to my heart and my spirit. It just blesses me. The song says he desires to abide in the praises of his people. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. And so we praise God. We want him to be welcomed in our hearts, in our homes, on the jobs, wherever we are today. And we bless the Lord. Now, I didn't hear, I'm going to yield the call over to Deaconess Thelma Harris, if she's on the line today. And then we will be followed by our devotional reading coming from 3 John by our own sister, Joyce Phillips. And Deaconess Harris will yield the call to you. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Father God, I come to you this morning as humble as I know how, thanking you for everything that you've done for us, Father God. Father God, I thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for the activities of my limbs. Father God, I lift up all of our mothers to you this morning, Father. Mother Diane, Mother Gloria, Mother Hazel, Mother Harris, Mother Mays, Mother Kimmons. Father God, I just lift up everyone of the Greater St. Stephen's Church. Father God, I lift up Elder Farmer and his ministry, Father God. Pastor Sherelle, Father God, also for Elder Manyweather. Father God, I ask you, Heavenly Father, just to be with us throughout this worship experience service, Father God. Father God, there is nothing that is too hard for you. Father God, I just thank you, because if I had 10,000 hands or 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give you all the honor and all the glory and the praise that you are deserving. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for my family, Father God. I thank you for my relatives, Father God, near and far. Father God, I just ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with us throughout this worship experience, Father God. Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, just to look on the angel of our house, Pastor Black, Father God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, just to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Father God, we just thank you once again, Father God. We can't thank you enough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, church family. I'll be reading 3 John, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on thy journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God today. Truly God is good, and he is in our midst on today. What a joyful time we are having in the Lord. I bring you now our pastoral observations. In doing so, I would like to take out this opportunity to say thank you to all of those that have brought us to this place of worship. Thank you, Deaconess Harris, for that fervent prayer, and Sister Joyce Phillips for that powerful read from the book of 3 John. Oh, my goodness, I love that passage of scripture. I want to thank God for Elder Manyweather today and for all of you that are on the call this morning. I'd like to welcome all of our visitors, all of our guests, all of our family and friends that are worshiping with us on today. If you are worshiping with us for the first time, we would love to hear you bring greetings from your home church, your city, your state, or from your home. Amen. Just to say hello to us, we get excited when we have visitors. We get excited when we have family and friends worshiping with us. And so our hospitality ministry would love to bless you with something just for joining us on today. And so if you are worshiping with us today, and maybe this is not your first time, maybe you didn't feel comfortable enough to press one and say hello, but today you feel like, oh, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and I want to say hello, you are welcome to press one on your phone and we can bring you on live, that you may bring us greetings, that you may say hello to the church family. Let us know who invited you this morning because we would love to be able to celebrate you today during our worship experience. If there is one this morning, you are welcome to press one on your phone, and we will bring you on live. You will hear unmuted in your phone, and you will be able to speak to us, the Greater St. Stephen's Church family. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are so excited. We're thankful to God for all of you worshiping with us on today. We count it an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure. We hope and pray that something will be said today that will strengthen your love relationship with the Lord, that will intensify your love relationship with the Lord, and cause you to want to seek his face like never before. The Bible tells us that we are living in perilous times. I know the Bible is written in a time that doesn't change. And it says that the day will come when we will live in perilous times. Well, saints of God, I want you to know that these are the times. Amen. Kind of sound like Curtis Blow. These are, I don't know what he said. These are the something. But you know what I'm trying to say. These are the times. These are the times. These are the times. So we are living in perilous times. And this is when we need to be praying more, seeking God's face more, intentionally living holy and living righteous before the Lord. And I'm so grateful to God that Greater St. Stephen Mission and Baptist Church provides individuals with that opportunity. We have Bible study, and we are a Acts 1 church, and so we believe in fellowship. Even though we are not face-to-face in any of our services, everything is online. We come to your home. Amen. We are a community church. So we come to your house to help meet the needs of your house. And so we want to invite you to join us every Wednesday night for fellowship, prayer, and Bible study. Wednesday night, we start at 7 o'clock p.m. That number is 774-220-4000. And then you just have to dial the code, which is 55558#. I'm sorry. I'm giving you the wrong number. That is a Zoom call. Wednesday night is a Zoom call. I'm so sorry. So Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we are on Zoom. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me because I was giving out the wrong information. We are on a Zoom call, so let me give you that information. Every Wednesday night beginning at 7 o'clock p.m., we are on a Zoom call. And that number is, I am so sorry. I'm trying to find the Zoom number so that I can give it out. Jesus, okay. Help me, Holy Ghost. No. The Zoom, yes, I have it right here. The Zoom number is 876-497-8739. I am so sorry. Because we are social distancing, we still feel it's important that people connect, that we see each other's smiling faces, we hear each other's voices to help encourage us and to keep us strong during this pandemic. Because I know that some people are still not out and mixing it up in the community. And so this is our way to protect our church family. We are on Zoom every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. That number is 876-497-8739. You can upload the app on your phone, or you can download it on your desktop computer or your laptop or your iPad. Just look for Zoom. It's a communication network that we have been using every Wednesday night. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock, we have prayer. That's the number. You can reach us at 774-220-4000. Prayer call, the number every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. is 774-220-4000. And the code is 55558, and you press the pound. We are getting ready for February, which is Black History Month, and I've asked if anyone would like to make a 3 to 5 minute presentation on Black History. Please reach out to me, send me a text message, give me a phone call. Let me know you would like to share. I only got one person to volunteer for February, so I'm going to let them choose what Sunday they want to go first, and then the rest of you will have to take what's ever left over. Amen. And so I would like to ask each of you, amen, I've got my second one just a moment ago, amen. I've got my, if you would like to give a 3 to 5 minute presentation, that would be wonderful. Please text me, let me know. All right, so I've got the second Sunday covered, and we'll go from there. Amen. That's for Black History Month. Our women's ministry will have their first meeting for 2022 on February the 12th, which is a Saturday, on that same Zoom line. So if you want to join our women's ministry, Sister Tanya is looking for all of you to join her on Saturday, February the 12th at 11 o'clock a.m. on the Zoom line. And then our men's ministry will be meeting. Elder Mitchell and Brother Farrell are expecting our brothers to meet on Friday, February 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. And that's on the prayer conference call line, the same line that we use on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The men will be on the 18th of February. So every second Saturday is the women's ministry. Every third Friday is the men's ministry. We will also be providing dinner for the Willamette Shelter on February 18th. So you will be hearing more about that. It's going to be real simple this year. I'm trying to pull together a soul food meal. So I already know, you know, chicken is on the list. Amen. Praise the Lord. And potato salad is on the list. Amen. So I might need some homemade desserts. I think that's the route we'll go, with some homemade desserts. And so if you would like to bake something for us, you have till you can do it. And we're going to be collecting those desserts on the morning of the 18th. Just let me know who would like to make a homemade dessert and put it in a container that you don't want back, because it's going to the shelter. Once we drop it off, we don't go back to pick up anything. So put your homemade dessert in a container that you don't want back, and we'll pick it up. And the more desserts, the merrier. So two or three is not enough. If I've got 10 people that want to make a dessert, let me know so that we can just flood them with some homemade dessert. That is February the 18th. Amen. Well, I'm going to yield this call back over to Elder Manyweather. Those are our announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. And be blessed.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much for giving us all of the announcements and welcoming us and all of the things that we need to govern ourselves accordingly. We praise God for that. And now as we continue on in our service today, God bless you, we will have our exhortation of worship, a praise and worship by our own sister Yolanda Menifee, and then we will have our time of praise and worship in song, followed by God's spoken word by our own Pastor Black, and then she'll give us the benediction. May we govern ourselves accordingly. It has been a pleasure to be a part of the worship service with you today. May God richly bless you and keep you as he guides you through this week and through the rest of your day. We yield the call now, Sister Minifee.
Father God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your peace, your joy, your love, your favor, and your faithfulness. God, we are excited about today. Thank you for this worship experience, allowing us another chance to get it right, another chance to give you the glory and honor that is due to you. So God, we say welcome into this place. Welcome into my house. Welcome into our cars. Welcome into our jobs. Wherever, welcome into hospital rooms, bedrooms, wherever somebody is at, God, we are inviting you into that space. Come in, throw your weight around, do what you do, move out that old bad spirits that we may have. As a matter of fact, we ask for deliverance for anything that is not like you. So, God, we say thank you. Thank you for bringing us to this point. Thank you for the prayers and the words that have been already said. Thank you for our pastor's observation. Thank you for the things that have already gone and the songs that have gone before to welcome you into our buildings to say, God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the things that you are doing this season that you're not doing without us. Thank you for the songs that we will hear that will move us and remind us of who you are, what you have done, and what you are going to do. You are continuing to do. You're showing us favor. God, I say thank you for allowing me to live in your favor, because there is nothing I could do at any point without you. So, God, thank you for being the head of my life. God, thank you for allowing me to be obedient to do the things that you would have me to do. God, we also pray that we are where you would have us to be when we're supposed to be there, because we don't know who our blessing is attached to or who we are supposed to be a blessing to. So, God, please help us to be mindful of those things. Help us to be obedient to where we are in every place that you would have us to be, that you have predestined before that time. So, God, we are excited, excited, excited about praise and worship. God, we pray that as the songs go forth, that they meditate, that we are allowed to meditate on those things. God, let the words, when they say, clap your hands, stomp your feet, throw your hands up, shout amen. God, let us do those things. Let us shake off whatever the feelings it is that we have, even if it's tiredness, even if it's slowfulness, even if it's pains, whatever it is. Let us shake those things off and just get into praise and worship, because I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, when we get in praise and worship, Jesus will move in and everything will be okay. And even when praise and worship is over, you will have forgotten about those things. So, God, we just say thank you. We pray that you come in our spirits. God, move us into that place to where we will do what you ask us to do, and that is give you all the glory, give you all the honor, because it is due to you. Regardless of the mistakes or things we may have made yesterday or last night or even just a moment ago, God, we know that you are in charge, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for those sins. So, Jesus, we thank you for being obedient and dying on the cross for our sins that you did not even do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We are excited. We are looking forward to this worship experience, and I am letting it go. Amen and amen.
We were
worship you, oh God, from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. We worship you, we worship you, oh God. Riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel,
the Lord
praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us. Know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him. Thank You, Lord. Kneel down before Him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, sing it.
worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise.
Adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory. Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
you deserve
my worship.
And you deserve
God, we come before you this morning thanking you, Father. As the song has sung our testimony today, you deserve our praise. You deserve our worship. Saints of God, for just a moment, just lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Hold your head back and say, Lord, you deserve my worship. Lord, you deserve my praise. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, give him praise today, saints. Give him glory today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name today. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory and honor today. Oh God, we bless your name today. We're so grateful. We're so thankful, Father God. We know that if it had not been for you who was on our side, we could be dead. We could be incarcerated. We could be in a mental institution. We could be on life support. We could be incarcerated. We could even be 6 feet under. Oh, but God, you allowed your grace and your mercy to watch over us and to encamp your guardian angels all around about us. You kept us with our minds set on you. You kept us from all danger, seen and unseen. Oh, God, we owe you another praise today. We're so thankful, Father God, so grateful today, Father, for your spirit, Lord God, your spirit, Father God. We bless you today, Father God. We thank you for each home that is represented on this call today. Lord, there's numbers on the line that I don't recognize. And I pray today that you would bless them, God. Strengthen them today. Bless your people everywhere today, God. Let your spirit rest and rule in every home that's on this call today. Let your will be done. As the scripture was read earlier, that it is your desire that we be and be in good health. That's my prayer today for everyone that's on this call today, God. I pray that your word would come forth, oh God, and speak to us in spite of our situation, in spite of our circumstances. Let us give you a praise today. I reminded my family on Friday what when praises go up, blessings come down. And God, we will praise you. We will bless you. Not because we are expecting something, just because it's our nature to give you praise and to give you thanksgiving. And God, I just want to remind you, I praise you not because I have to. I praise you because I want to. I praise you because I want to give you thanks. I want to give you praise. I want to bless your name because you've been so good to me, Father. You've been so good to me, Father. And I bless your holy name today. I bless your holy name today. Lord, I pray now that you would bless the word that's coming forth to this morning. Father God, give us an ear to hear, Father God, and give us a spirit to do, Father God, what we have heard. Don't let the word just go in one ear and out the other. But I pray today that your word will rest upon our hearts. It will penetrate a do-right spirit within us. It will cause us to get up off of our hindies and be a busy being about our Father's business. For your word says the poor we will have with us always. God, don't let us be so arrogant and so puffed up and so high and mighty because we got a job, we got a house, we got a car, we got blankets, we got clothes, we got food. But let us remember that it is only by the grace of God that we have what we have today. And we are where we are right now. So God, I thank you for your word today. Give us a better understanding. Help us to see clearly. Help us to refocus ourselves. Help us, God, to imagine how it would be if we would all do ministry like Jesus. What kind of world would this world be? What kind of society would this society be? What kind of family would my family be? What kind of church would my church be if we all did ministry like Jesus? So, God, I thank you for the word on today. I thank you for those that have an ear to hear. And most of all, Father God, I thank you for those who say, today I'm going to get up and I'm going to do what the word has commanded me to do. I've got the instructions. I've got the blueprint. I know what I'm to do. I ask that you give them dunamis power. I ask that you would lead them and guide them where they need to be to do what you've given them to do. Those you call, you qualify. Those you qualify, you edify. And you equip to do what you have them to do. Now, Lord, I pray that the word that we are about to read, we would receive it. I pray that the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God, come on, saints of God, clap your hands wherever you are in great expectation of what the Lord is about to say to you today. Come on, clap those hands, clap those hands, clap those hands. Give him some praise, give him some praise, give him some praise. Open up your mouth and say something for the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have been talking about justice all month long, ever since January. We have been talking about justice. And justice is not about justice is not about just us. It is about God's world, redeemed by the sacrifice of his son because of his love for a fallen humanity. God sees that justice exists to repel the walls of inhumanity which without him would collapse. To exhibit godliness is to show God's love to all people. Therefore, when we act justly, we are exhibiting godliness, the love God wants all of his children to exhibit. Today, our lesson, my brothers and sisters, for January 30th, 2022, this is the ninth lesson, and today's lesson is entitled Justice and the Marginalized. For those of you that don't have a Sunday school book, but you're following along in your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. It is the fifth book of the Pentateuch, the book of law. Those first five books of the Bible were written by Moses. We know the last half of Deuteronomy was written by Joshua, because in Deuteronomy, Moses dies and he is buried, and no one knows where he is buried. And so Joshua picks up the torch and begins to lead the children of Israel through to the promised land. But here we are looking at Deuteronomy chapter 24, where we are dealing with the children of Israel. Some people are poor and marginalized. How can their dignity and worth be respected? Deuteronomy demands justice for all who are poor and marginalized. I want to just give us some words that we're going to be hearing today in our spirit. You might not hear a lot of them in the lesson, but marginalized, the word marginalized means a person or a group of people who are treated as insignificant. In other words, people think that they're unimportant. I want to put a pin right here, and I just want to say that everybody, and Bishop Joseph Hall saying Lottie Dottie, was created in the image of God, and everybody, and Lottie Dottie, was fearfully and wonderfully made. And so how dare us treat somebody as if they are unimportant? Because in God's eyesight, red, yellow, black, and white, we are all precious. Come on, somebody, in his sight. We find here that the Bible says the poor we will have with us always. I meant to ask Mother Kimmins what was the government guideline of how they classify for the, what is it, your income guidelines. Oh. I'll get it next week because I can still talk about it because we are, you don't have to get it, Mother. I'll get it next week. I just want to call our attention to that. I want to give us some facts and some information. So I'll have it next week. I want to tell us what the word justice means. The word justice. Justice is just behavior or treatment. Just behavior or treatment. There are four types of justice. For my note takers, I love it. Folks take notes. I love it when they write and take notes and then they text me, come on, Pastor, and preach the word of God. I like it because they're getting it. And so I want to make sure to slow down so that you can understand what I'm saying. There are four types of justice. Distributive, D-I-S-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-V-E, determining who gets what. Distributive, it means determining who gets what? The next type of justice is procedural. Procedural. P-R-O-C-E-D-U-R-A-L. This is determining how fairly people are treated. The third type of justice is retributive. I'm tongue-tied. It's retributive. R-E-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-V-E. I hope I'm helping somebody. This is based on punishment for wrongdoing. Based on punishment for wrongdoing. And then the fourth type of justice is restorative. Restorative. R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T-I-V-E. Restorative. This justice tries to restore relationships to rightness. Those are the four types of, and as we look through this lesson today, we will see all four types of justice in this lesson on today. It is easy to think that if you have money or status, that you are important than others. In God's eyes, each of us is considered the same, and we should believe we are equal. How does God seek to deal with our ego and classism? Oh, saints, tell you, them isms are spiritual wickednesses that we have inherited. There's classism, there's racism, there's sexism. Come on now. Those are spiritual wickedness in high places. When those of us that are praying, we need to do our research so that we can start pushing our prayers to the next level so that we can start praying against some of these classisms and some of these spiritual wickednesses that we have inherited. How does Jesus's bodily sacrifice coincide with unredeemable debt? That's what we're going to be looking at today. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 24, is where our focus is on this morning. Deuteronomy is one of the most significant books in the Old Testament. It is directly quoted over 40 times in the New Testament. In the book of Psalms, Deuteronomy is quoted 68 times. In Isaiah, the book of Deuteronomy is quoted 55 times. Jesus himself quoted from Deuteronomy. Every time Satan came to tempt him, especially when he was in the wilderness for 40 days and nights, Jesus did Deuteronomy 6:13, 6:16, and 8:3. When a lawyer came and asked Jesus, what is the greatest in the commandment? In Matthew 22, Jesus again quoted from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 6:5, and it says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all their mind. We find it is obvious that Jesus obeyed the command and he hid the word of God in his heart that he might not sin against him. Oh, that's a free one. That's for all of us. That's Psalms 119:11. The Bible tells us to hide the word of God in our heart that we might not sin against him. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we take out some time to memorize the word. Well, Pastor Black, I'm old. I'm getting forgetful. How do I memorize the word of God? Very simple. You must meditate on it day and night in order to memorize it, in order to obey it, and in order to be blessed by the word. Oh, come on, some. You preaching, Pastor. Y'all ain't got to text me this morning because I already know the Spirit of the Lord is awakened. It is stirred up. It's moving.
It's moving. Amen. I ain't lost my amen corner. Y'all go ahead and text me now. But I want you to know, that it is important, saints of God, that we memorize the word of God, that we meditate on it day and night, that we may obey it, and then that we may be blessed by it. Well, you say, well, Pastor Black, I'm losing my eyesight. I'm losing my vision. What can I do to meditate on the word of God? I wish I could say it, but she'll start doing it. We got this little machine. So some of y'all don't have the machine I got. Some of y'all got Alexa. And you can say, Alexa, read to me Psalms 119. You can say, Siri, read to me Psalms 119. And it'll start reading. You can come on now. You can go to YouTube and type in Psalms 119 and it'll start reading. You can even go to the Goodwill and buy all them little CD ROMs that we was buying when they first came out because they were so popular. We was buying them left and right. Now folks is giving them to the Goodwill. Folks is throwing them away. But you can go buy the CD ROM and play it in your car, in your house, wherever you are. There's no reason, there's no excuse for us not to be able to meditate on the word of God day and night. I'm just trying to help somebody. I want you to know that it's important. It's important. The book of Deuteronomy, you know the law. That's what it was, the Torah. It was the law given for us to have do's and don'ts. But let me tell you something. Don't rule it out. Don't count it out. Don't say, I don't want to read Deuteronomy because Deuteronomy going to tell me what I can do, what I can't do. Whoa, pump your brakes, put a pin in it. Let me tell you, the book of Deuteronomy also reveals to us the attributes of God. Now, if you say you love him, you need to know something about him. Come on now. You don't fall in love with somebody just because you see them once or twice. If you do, let me help you out. You got to spend some time with them because everything that look good ain't good. Come on now, somebody. So you want to spend some quality time with something or someone before you can say, oh, I'm in love with you. You got to get to know them. You got to get to know them. So the book of Deuteronomy reveals to us many of the attributes of God. Let me give you a few for those of you that are taking notes. He is a jealous God. That's Deuteronomy 4 and 24. He is a faithful God. That's Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Now, let me help you out. I'm not a genius. I'm not no, what you call them, Bible scholar. It's in your Sunday school book, page 241. Come on, somebody. More light on the text. Yeah, yes. Study your lesson, saints of God. He is a loving God, Deuteronomy 7 and 13. He is a holy God, Deuteronomy 26 and 15. He is a merciful God, Deuteronomy 4 and 31. I already told you right. And for those of us that call ourselves Christians, we are supposed to have these very same attributes. Oh, Pastor Black, are you telling me I can't be, I'm supposed to be jealous? Uh-huh, yeah, you're supposed to be jealous. Not jealous like that, like you know. But I mean, jealous where that you giving too much of your time to something else. And you should be jealous of that thing because you're not giving your time to God. So you should be giving more time to God than you are the bowling alley, the golf course, arts and crafts and hunting and fishing. If you spend more time doing those things than you give to God, something wrong. You need to do a self-examination. That's what we've been doing on this Daniel fast. We've been doing a self-examination since the 10th of January, trying to get our relationship right with God. You ought to be faithful, saints of God. You ought to be loving. You ought to be holy. You ought to be merciful. And then the last attribute I want to share with you about God, it says that he gets angered, Deuteronomy 6 and 15. He gets angered by sin. Brother Farrell told us on Wednesday night at Bible study that if you do wrong and you don't get angered by the wrong that you've done, something wrong with you. The Holy Spirit is there to remind us. The Holy Spirit is there to keep us from sinning, keep us from doing what is wrong. We ignore it. It's so loud. It's go beep, 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 beep. Every time we want to cuss, every time we want to fuss, every time we want to murmur and complain, every time we want to get a bad attitude, every time we think negative thoughts, the Holy Spirit says beep, 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 beep. Every time we want to commit fornication, every time we want to gossip, every time we want to lie, the Holy Spirit is there to say beep, 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 to remind us that we are to be the holy one, the righteous one, because we are peculiar people. We have been called, we've been chosen by God to represent him in the earth. We are to be salt and light. And if your light gets blown out, go to the Holy Ghost that he may light your fire again. And if your salt loses its flavor, you ought to go to the Holy Ghost so that he can season you up again. Because what good is it to be a light and be hid under a bushel? And what good is it to be salt and have lost its flavor? Come on, somebody. God is good to us, saints. He's good to us. As we look at Deuteronomy chapter 24, the Israelites, the children of Israel, God's chosen people, are instructed to introduced to a set of miscellaneous. This is miscellaneous here. It says that they're dealing with different subjects, diverse subjects, different types of subjects. Here in this Bible, Deuteronomy teaches us about marriage. You want to have a good marriage. You want to build your marriage on a foundation. Come to Deuteronomy. It talks about being committed to marriage. It talks about the grounds for divorce. It talks about remarrying after divorce. It talks about loans and collateral and borrowing. It talks about kidnapping to sell someone as a slave was forbidden. I had to take it another step because we know that folks kidnap people now to sell them into trafficking. I'm just trying to help somebody. It's against not only the law of the land, but it is against the law of the word of God to kidnap somebody and sell them that they may sell their bodies into prostitution. That's called trafficking in the 21st century. And it's also against the law to kidnap somebody and sell them into slavery. These laws are reminders. There's also laws in there written to the priest as a reminder how they are to deal with the marginalized people. I know the lesson said leprosy, but we're talking about marginalized. We know that society has marginalized the black and the brown. It has marginalized you. Mother Kimmins just told me one person can make $29,345 a year. And if you make under that, boo, you poor. That's according to the government. That's according to the government. If your check for the year, your gross income is under $29,345, society has labeled you as unimportant. They call you the marginalized. But this lesson here, it reminds us how we are to deal with the marginalized. These laws for the Israelites presented is a concert with previous laws, framing a clear expectation of how they were to govern themselves. So as we're reading this today, we should be saying, how do I help take care of the marginalized? What can I do for my brothers and sisters that are out on the street? You know, as I was reading this lesson, I thought, how amazing would it be for seven of us to meet up at Safeway? And I came with some church money, and I matched what you had in your pocket to share and give to the next person in the grocery line. Y'all done got quiet. I know y'all done got quiet. Folks looking around the house, they looking up the ceiling, they looking down at the carpet. Now you playing with your cat, your dog. You ain't trying to pay attention to me. You ain't trying to hear what I'm saying. But what if we, seven of us, met up at the grocery store? And I had some money that the church had on hold in our auxiliary of outreach. And I had some money, and I matched what you were going to give to the next person in line. What a blessing that would be. That's reaching the community. That's helping the marginalized. Where are we at today? We struggle with buying a cup of coffee for the next car that's behind us because their car looks better than ours. We struggle with buying a tank of gas for the person behind us because their car is bigger than ours. I'm telling you now, I would have got out the car yesterday at Costco and danced a jig if somebody had paid my $50 for my gas tank on yesterday. Come on, somebody. We gotta think out of the box. Church cannot be like it was in 2018. It can't be because we're not gathering no more. So we've got to get to a place that people recognize that we are God's chosen ones. We are here to do ministry like Jesus. So Deuteronomy is to help us learn how to govern ourselves. Their understanding and their ability and inability to appropriately practice these laws would have consequences in the society and in the body of Christ. That's Deuteronomy 24:15. These laws are not directed only to those who are wealthy, but equally important for those who are poor. So that means the poor have a responsibility to help the poor. Told me I was poor because I make under $29,345 a year. How can I afford to help somebody? Didn't I just say when praises go up, blessings go down? When you give, the Bible says you cannot beat God's giving.
That's right.
No matter how hard you try. So what is this lesson? What is this lesson telling us about today? You read Deuteronomy 24, verses 10 through 20. One, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word, because my time is just about up. I got a few minutes. Thank you. I'm looking at the wrong clock here, Sister Kamisha. I'm looking at the wrong clock. I got about 8 minutes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to use all eight of them. But what is this lesson? What is this lesson saying to us today? Is that we have got to treat each other with dignity. Mother Kimmins was praying last night. She said, Lord, I thank you for the blanket. I thank you for the mattress. I thank you for the food. I can go to the cabinet and I can pick and choose what I want to eat. But I want to tell you today, praise of God, there's people on the street corners. They got a blanket, and it might have been somebody else's blanket. But they got a blanket, but their mattress might be some cardboard. But it might not be the food of choice. It might be somebody else's food that they found. It might be something that they cooked at the shelter. It might be something because somebody was nice enough, because they were standing in a line at McDonald's, somebody was nice enough to buy them a Big Mac meal. This lesson teaches us that we are to help take care of each other. It makes it plain. If you let somebody borrow some money, don't let it be a loan. Just give it to them. I'm telling you, God will bless you in return. I used to wonder why my grandmother Madea used to allow folks to be in her house. Madea would feed anybody. And can I tell you that JV and Ella and Jesse, Charles, Clarence, Wesley, and Grady lived off of their mama's reaping and sowing?
That's right.
What she did for somebody else, somebody turned around and did it for them.
Yes.
Brother Kimmins would tell you he got a job and retired at an early age and wasn't even eligible for that job. I want to tell you, I'm living off those blessings today.
Yes.
I'm working. I've worked jobs that required folks to have master degree. Y'all, I'm 57, and I'm just trying to get an associate's and a bachelor's. And so I know that somebody in my family paid it forward so that I could be blessed today. Children and your children's children's children. I took in other children so that when my children left and went to school out of the city away from me, or they went to live away from me, or even being incarcerated away from me, people would see the favor of God on their life, and stuff would come their way without them even having to ask for it. I watched Brother Gary was on the phone to tell you how the favor of the Lord rests upon him. Yeah, he was treated marginalized in jail, but there was some time that the favor of the Lord ruled and took over.
Yes, thank you.
Lanisha, if she was on the phone, she would tell you, I'm living in Florida and I'm living in Grambling, Louisiana, and because somebody's kindness paid, because of my mama paying it forward to somebody else's child, somebody helped me while I was in Grambling. That's what we got to think about, saints of God. We got to get out of the box of thinking about, well, what about me? To tell the truth, we can afford to miss a meal. Because some of us times a day, and they good meals. You eat the best of the yogurt and the berries. You eat the best of the cereal. You eat the best of the lettuce and the tomatoes. You eat the best of the chicken and the steak and the prime rib and the potatoes. You eat the best of the yams. You can afford to miss a meal that your brother and sister can eat something good today. This lesson today talks to us about never taking advantage of the poor, about watching over those children whose parents have died. Talks to us about taking care of the widows. Talks to us that if we are employees, employers, how we're to treat our employees. This lesson also tells us that if we are employers, how we're to take care of our employees. And if we are employees, how we're to take care of those that don't have it all. Remember the story of Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi? He told his laborers, listen, you're chopping down the grapes. Thank you. They look good. You're chopping down the olives. Thank you. They look good. You're chopping down the figs. Thank you. They look, because Boaz was rich, y'all. Come on, somebody. He said, y'all chopping it down and you're bringing the harvest in. Thank you. But I want you to leave some stuff. If some stuff so happened to fall by the wayside, that's okay. Leave it. Don't step on it. Don't trample it. Don't go back and get it. Because I know that I got some brothers and some sisters and some cousins, some nieces and nephews, that the only way that they gonna eat is if they come through here late at night while I'm asleep. They think they stealing, but I'm leaving it out there for them. Listen here. Some of them going to ask me for it, but some of them going to come because they too prideful to ask. But leave it for them so that when they go out there to the field to get it, it's there. And then they can go back and make some jelly. Make some oil. Make some flour. Have some bread. Do what we are supposed to do. Many of us have the privilege of going home, changing clothes, and having good meals. It may not be exactly what we want, but we do have something. Maybe even enough to share. This week, let's do something. Let's share with somebody else. I'm on an assignment to declutter my closet. Got some clothes that I haven't even worn because they're either too big, too small. Why keep holding on to them when there's somebody out on the street needs some clothes? There's a woman looking for an outfit this week to go on a job interview, and I got it in my closet. Ain't wearing it. I got a coat for somebody. Got a hat and some gloves for somebody. Let's do something this week to help our brothers and our sisters. And if you can't do it, be their voice to help advocate for the marginalized. Well, how do I do that, Pastor? Well, one way is you can vote. One way is you can donate to the Urban League, donate to Self-Enhancement, donate to ERCO, donate to Portland Impact, donate to the Red Cross. Let us now receive our benediction. Gracious Father, I thank you for this time of study of your word. I pray you would bless the hearers and the doers of your word. I ask, God, that you would give us increase in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we will continue to give you all praise, glory, and honor to bless and watch over our brothers and sisters that are less fortunate than we are today. And Father God, as we prepare now to leave this call and leave this worship experience, I pray Psalms 129, verse 8, over everyone under the sound of my voice. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you, and may you be blessed in the name of the Lord. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Let us watch, pray, and let us remember it is only by the grace of God that we are not where we could be today. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. I look forward to joining you tonight at 8 o'clock for the Light of Portland. Join us tonight. Elder Kenny Copeland will be bringing the word of God. Elder Bruce Mitchell taking us to the throne of grace. I love you all. Be blessed and have a blessed and prosperous day.